Okay.
Good morning, Aditya.
Good morning.
So today is our first CAS interview.
Yeah.
Can you please briefly introduce what you are doing for your activity, creativity, and service?
Okay, so for my creativity, I'm doing Inkling Literary Magazine. So it's an activity where we get to write different pieces in different like forms. So it could be through artwork or through writing. And then we like edit and publish pieces and then post it to a magazine, an online magazine. For my activity, I'm doing swimming. And so I do 8 training sessions a week. And I've been doing it for many years already. And for my service, I'm doing Minds Tampanese Dance and Fitness Fun. And we work with a local service in Singapore called Minds, who help to who work with people with disabilities. And our service works with this local group, and we interact with the people with disabilities, and we play games and do like dancing and other activities with them.
So may I ask, what made you choose all these experiences? I know for swimming, because maybe that's your hobby, that's your expertise, you want to like continue your training in high in grade 11 and 12. And then why you chose the literary magazine and also like service for the, I think it's the mentally disabled people.
Yeah. So I chose a literary magazine because I thought it would be helpful with my writing, because I do HL English as well. So then I made a connection there. So I thought I could improve on my writing and then get feedback from my peers, which I could also then relate to my English classroom, where I could also like use the same skill. And then I chose the Minds Tampanese because I've like always had like an interest of working with people with disabilities before, but then I've never known like what service to choose. So then this year, like the options were like a little bit different, and then like the numbers as well. So then I signed up for Minds instead.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So far, have you encountered any challenges in all these three aspects?
I think in swimming, it's just like very time consuming, which is one challenge. So I think one of the things I need to work on is like time management. But then I've been doing it for many years already, so then I'm kind of getting used to like the rhythm. So it's like about managing workflow. And I think with Inkling, the literary magazine, sometimes coming up with things to write about or things to like create is like a bit challenging, because you need to use imagination and like a creativity skill.
Do you guys also invite like people outside your group to write, or only the you guys in the class?
So one of the projects that I was involved in over the past week was creating a poster to promote the activity.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a Google form where people can submit their own pieces of work through like a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a UWC inclusive magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then for service, because at this moment we cannot interact with our client.
Yeah.
And then what do you do in your service sections? Do you think that's helpful or meaningful for the time that you use for the service?
This week I got an opportunity to meet with one of the people who runs the Minds Company Center in Singapore. And I was able to like understand a little bit more about how the situation is going to work with COVID and like how we're going to interact with the people with disabilities in the center. So then by doing this, like I've been able to like identify the challenges. So since it's very like musical based and like live based, like it's going to be a bit challenging to do it through like a live call. So like in my group, we were thinking about doing pre-recorded sessions or other things that could help us like control like the situation better.
And also, since we are moving to phase 3, so maybe in the future we will have the chance to meet with the clients.
Yeah, hopefully.
So far, what specific skills, maybe in terms of collaboration or like self-management, have you developed?
I think for swimming, especially, self-management has been a very crucial skill, because I've had to manage my time and like my my workload as well, like between activity and like my subjects, of course. And I think also in service, collaboration has been really strong because it's very like group-led effort. So taking ideas from like different members of the group and like working together in order to come up with different questions we can ask our service partner, or different activities and ideas that we can do with them to like keep them engaged, especially, yeah.
So self-management, time management, and collaboration.
Yeah.
So I think that there's one learning outcome, which is global engagement. But from your current experience, I can now see very like obvious like connection between the global engagement. Then looking forward, do you have any plan on like participating in more like GC or other global engagement events in the school? Or can you see any connection in all your current experience? Can you see the connection between global engagement, for example, from your service or from your creativity?
What do you mean by global engagement?
Global engagement, for example, to join a GC, to raise awareness like globally. For example, the GC I supervise is we're helping the trash picking kids in Indonesia. So, because from your experience, I cannot see like any experience like directly link to the global engagement. So looking forward in the future,
yeah,
in the next few seasons, can you see any opportunities in the campus which can help you to engage more globally?
I think that's something I have to work on. Yeah.
Or maybe join some performing based project. So
yeah.
For example, Kahani, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, have you joined Kahani this year?
No, I haven't.
Then maybe next year join,
yeah,
Kahani,
yeah,
right? Okay. So, any other things you want to like share with me about your past experience?
No, not really.
Okay. Then,